Occasionally, the Green takes time to highlight work created by student journalists, including those at the University of Delaware. And despite the challenges created by the COVID-19 pandemic, these students continue to do their work telling stories about issues and topics they find interesting and important. In this week's Enlighten Me, we highlight pieces produced by UD Communications students for a class taught by Nancy Karabjanian, longtime first aid journalist, director of UD's Center for Political Communication, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. We start with senior communications major Callie Westerland, who notes it's been nearly a year since the pandemic forced UD to close its doors. And she catches up with seniors who were devastated to have their final semester cut short.
Being a senior in college the March of 2020 was pretty much a plot out of a teen sci-fi movie. Their worlds were turned upside down by a virus no one could cure. You can ask any Blue Hen where they were when UD shut down. For graduated senior Pat Teague, it was his 22nd birthday.
It was like, what do you mean we're going to be shutting down?
Just like that, the class of 2020 had to cut ties with Newark for good. No more late nights cramming at the library. No more regrettable Saturdays at Grottos. No more college. Everyone was headed home. Even professors like Juliet D. were at a loss for words.
It really hit me on Thursday, March 12th, that I had been so lucky to be teaching in person.
Professor D. planned to give an exam to 520 students that day. Instead, she couldn't get Joni Mitchell's song, Big Yellow Taxi, out of her head.
But that refrain from that Joni Mitchell sang, that kept going through my mind for the rest of the spring.
It was true. No one knew what they had until it was gone. For many seniors, reality kicked in when they found themselves finishing their degree from their childhood bedrooms and searching for jobs that just didn't seem promising.
I have a folder on my desktop of every cover letter I ever wrote, and there's 106 of them.
In between cover letters, Pat started a podcast called Fun Employment, a word he made up to describe the condition of being employed or unemployed and having fun doing it, something many people needed to hear.
And so it was all the while like a creative outlet and at the same time a way for me to like make myself more valuable to employers by having this like audio resume, so to speak.
For other graduates, this time of isolation forced them to learn more about themselves. Carrie Steve believes quarantine better prepared her for her graduate program at Thomas Jefferson University.
I think it gave me opportunity to learn a lot more about myself, and it allowed me to realize that I was a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Although UD shutting down its campus doesn't even compare to the tragedies that have come with COVID-19, it taught the class of 2020 that sometimes life doesn't go as planned. Living in these uncertain times, all you can do is take time to appreciate what makes you happy. Be present, be positive, be proud to be a Blue Hen. For UD News, I'm Callie Westerland.
Thanks to senior communications major Callie Westerland for her reporting. Next up, we hear from another senior communications major, Quinn Kirkpatrick, who reports that during the pandemic, local businesses faced some nearly insurmountable obstacles to keep serving customers, leading them to reinvent their marketing and service plans.
Beginning Tuesday at 8 a.m., all non-essential businesses are closed.
Governor Carney's stay-at-home order was announced on March 22, 2020, and went into effect 2 days later. For small local businesses, this was a terrifying and confusing ordeal.
There was really no guidance for businesses, especially a business like mine, on how to handle this. So we were actually considered an essential business, but we chose to close for 6 weeks just because we didn't know what the hell was going on.
That was Olivia Brinton, one of the owners of Little Goat Coffee Roasting in Newark, Delaware. Despite being considered an essential business, her shop could no longer operate as a cozy hangout for college students to enjoy a cup of coffee with their friends while squashed together on an old, swampy green and pink floral couch. But she and her team weren't the only ones confused. Kyle Hinkle, a local Delawarean, felt the same.
I don't think local businesses or people in general were prepared for the full scale of the shutdown and certainly the length.
With no way of knowing exactly how long the pandemic would last, many businesses did what they could to stay afloat. This meant adapting to the current environment they lived in.
So we ended up using social media, especially Instagram and Facebook, as just ways to get information out to our customers.
Social media is a tool that many businesses have taken advantage of, especially over the course of the last few months. While some establishments already had an online presence, others had to quickly adapt.
Just so many places did not have online commerce or ways to order ahead online, things like that. Some didn't even have carryaway. And now almost every business has an online presence, a carryaway option.
Many of the most popular social media sites don't cost money to use, offering a unique opportunity for businesses to snag some free advertising.
Instagram is pretty much all of our advertising. It's how I get the word out about anything that's going on here.
But social media isn't a one-way street. The very nature of the digital tool is to allow communication between parties, and customers seem to really enjoy that aspect of it. Being able to hear directly from their favorite local businesses about what was going on during the shutdown allowed for customers to take action in different ways.
The biggest thing I saw was just like a pretty much ubiquitous outpouring of support for local businesses.
Not wanting their favorite places to close, many Delawareans use social media to tell their friends and followers to do what they could to help local businesses.
We've had nothing but like overwhelming kind of like rallying around Little Goat because we're very transparent about who we are and what we stand for, and people love to grab onto that.
While the effects of the pandemic are still very present in Delaware, there's much to be said about the versatility of local businesses and the loyalty of their customers, all of which can be observed on social media. With the University of Delaware News, I'm Quinn Kirkpatrick.
Thanks to UD Senior Communications Major Quinn Kirkpatrick and her classmate, Senior Callie Westerland, for enlightening us this week with their features reporting on the pandemic from a student perspective.